CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 24th of March, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. New RSGB Join a Friend referral scheme launched. The RSGB's Planning Advisory Committee seeks volunteers. The RSGB's 2023 committee reports are available. The RSGB has just launched a new opportunity to get even more out of your RSGB membership. If you recommend a friend who hasn't been an RSGB member during the last 12 months, you will both receive £10 cashback when they become a member, paying by direct debit. Whether you're an individual RSGB member or an affiliated club, you can sign up as many friends as you like. Membership of the RSGB gives you a range of fantastic benefits, so why not encourage others to join? Members have access to RADCOM, exclusive online resources, RSGB award schemes and contests, as well as advice from the Society's specialist committees. The RSGB's representation to Ofcom and its ability to defend the spectrum nationally and internationally is more powerful through strength in numbers. Go to the special RSGB Join a Friend webpage at rsgb.org/join-a-friend to find all the information you'll need to take advantage of this offer, including a link to the online form. The RSGB Planning Advisory Committee would like additional volunteers to join its advisory panel. Volunteers deal with queries from members about problems they face in getting planning permission for masts and antennas. These inquiries can be for support in making an application to the local council or in submitting an appeal. If you have a relevant professional background, not necessarily as a planner, or have some knowledge of how the planning system works, please get in touch. The committee chair will be happy to give you more information about what is involved and how you can help other radio amateurs. Find out more about the committee on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/papaalphacharlie and then email John Mattox, Golf 4 Tango Echo Quebec, via papaalphacharlie.chairman@rsgb.org.uk to arrange a chat. The April edition of RADCOM contains the annual report of the RSGB committees, honorary officers, teams and groups. These reports give an overview of activities for the many important areas of the society that support and develop amateur radio. You can also read them on the RSGB website if you go to rsgb.org/Victor Lima Tango and choose the Committee Reports section in the menu on the right-hand side. The RSGB thanks all its many volunteers who give their time to support the society and the amateur radio community. Leicester Radio Society has launched an amateur radio Clubs on the Air activity this weekend, 23rd and 24th. The aim of the activity is to encourage amateur radio clubs and societies to get on the air and operate. You can read details about an award that is available to both licensed amateurs and shortwave listeners by visiting the Golf 3 Lima Romeo Sierra page at qrz.com. For more information, contact Sandra, G0MCV, on 07930274044. International Marconi Day is coming up on Saturday, the 27th of April. And once again, the Cornish Radio Amateur Club is organising and running the event. Lots of amateur radio stations will be operating from sites that Marconi operated from or had a personal connection with. For more information and to view a list of the stations that are taking part, follow the International Marconi Day link on the Golf X-Ray 4 CharlieRomeoCharlie.com website. This week, please send all your news and updates to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by 10 a.m. on Wednesday, the 27th of March. The GB2RS news will be compiled a day earlier than usual due to the Easter bank holidays and will be available for download on Thursday, the 28th of March. Now for details of rallies and events. The Dover Amateur Radio Club Rally is taking place today. The Ripon Rally is also taking place today. Holsworthy Spring Rally will be held on Sunday the 7th of April at Holsworthy Livestock Market, Holsworth, Devon. The doors open to traders from 8 a.m. and to the public from 10 a.m. Wheelchair access, catering and free parking will be available. For more information, email mike0oscarmikecharlie@mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk. Dunstable Downs Radio Club boot sale was due to be held in May. It has been postponed until the 30th of June due to the site being used by BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend Music Festival. Updates will be posted to Dunstable Downs Radio Club's Facebook page and reminder details will be sent out closer to the time. To add yourself to the list, visit Delta Delta Romeo Charlie bootsale.org and sign up for email reminders. Now the special event news. Celebrating the 95th anniversary of the first Amateur Radio Association in Romania's Arad County, a series of special call signs, including YR95AR, will be active until the 31st of May. The event is being organised by Radio Club Admira, YO2KBQ, which is the successor of the club that was established almost a century ago. See QRZ.com for more information. Christian OE5CCN is active as Oscar Echo 24 Bravo India until the 30th of June from the city of Bad Ischl, one of the European capitals of culture for 2024. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau and Logbook of the World. Recently, the station was heard on the HF bands using FT8. Now the DX news. Gerard F5NVF, Luke F5RAV and Abdel M0NPT are active as Tango Yankee 5 Charlie from Cotonou, Benin until the 29th of March. They're operating CWSSB and FT8 on various bands including 6 metres and will also be QRV via the QO100 satellite. QSL direct to F5RAV or via Logbook of the World. Peter DC0KK is active as 4 Sierra 7 Kilo Kilo Golf from Sri Lanka AS003 until the 30th of March. He operates FT8, FT4, RITI and sometimes CW on the 20 to 6 meter bands. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS or direct to his home call. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 26th, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 19.30 to 22.30 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 27th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club Contest runs from 20.00 to 21.00 UTC using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange is your 6-character locator. On Thursday, the 28th, the 80-meter Club Championship Contest runs from 20.00 to 21.30 UTC, using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. And finally, the CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest starts at 0 hours on Saturday the 30th of March and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 31st of March. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal port and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 21st of March, 2024. What a difference a week makes! On Friday the 15th, the Solar Flux Index, or SFI, was at 129, and the sun did not look very spotty at all. This week, it's all changed. On Thursday the 21st, the Solar Flux Index stood at 176, with 7 active regions visible. For HF propagation forecasts, the golden rule is to use the smooth sunspot numbers, SSN for short, rather than a daily figure, that is, sunspot numbers averaged over the past 12 months. The current SSN is 129, which equates to a solar flux index of about 144. Perhaps the daily figure of 176 has the psychological effect of giving us confidence that the bands will be open. A moderately strong M7.4 solar flare was observed around active region 3615 at 0736 UTC on the 20th of March. The region continues to rotate into a better Earth-facing position and will remain a threat for additional solar flares above the M5.0 threshold. If a flare leads to a coronal mass ejection, CME, we could expect a disturbed ionosphere roughly 48 hours later, depending on the solar wind speed. Also, a large coronal hole on the solar equator became Earth-facing on Thursday the 21st. A coronal hole is a lower energy area on the Sun with open magnetic field lines that let solar plasma escape. This may lead to a geomagnetic disruption this weekend, ending today, 24th, with increased KP numbers and a lowering of the maximum usable frequency. Next week, NOAA predicts that the SFI will be in the 155 to 165 range. Geomagnetic conditions are hard to predict due to coronal hole effects and CMEs, but NOAA puts the KP figure at 2 to 3. If we get a CME, this could easily rise to 5 or more. And finally, we are now at the equinox, which means that auroras are more likely due to the Russell-McFerron effect. The equinox is also a good time for north-south HF paths. Also, note that the HF bands are staying open for longer, with the 4U1 UN beacon in New York, the YV5B beacon in Venezuela, and the 4X6TU beacon in Israel audible on 14.1 MHz around 22:30 UTC last week. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. It's not good news for weather-related propagation, with a total absence of high pressure on the charts again and a resulting lack of tropo for the majority of the coming week. But tropo is not the only mode to be affected by the weather. Rain scatter is too. This has been a player quite often recently, and as we move into the spring, the characteristic April showers can be very useful for rain scatter. Their effectiveness is related to the sixth power of the raindrop diameter. So the larger drops in heavier April showers can be increasingly valuable on the gigahertz bands. Many good online weather radar displays are available to allow you to track them for maximum benefit. Other promising mentions should go to aurora, which, as we said earlier, can be more likely around this time of the year when the Earth's magnetic field is more favourably coupled to the solar wind. Meteor scatter is a lesser option and rests with random chance activity, as we're still some way off from any major meteor showers. sporadically and related trans-equatorial propagation, TEP, in the shorter term, during the next month or so, will soon be a major player. For TEP between Europe and Southern Africa, track clusters around the middle part of the day, though usually favouring stations in Southern Europe, it can occasionally turn up for UK operators, particularly for those located in the southern half of the country. As for sporadic E, the new season is starting to wake up, so the usual maximum of checking clusters is the best advice, starting with the 10-metre band and working up to the 6-metre band. The traditional morning and late afternoon windows are less reliable in early season events, so just check anyway if you're in the shack. For EME operators, moon declination is still positive, but going negative again this coming Monday. Past losses are at their maximum due to apogee on Saturday the 23rd. 144 MHz sky noise is low, but rising to moderate by the end of the coming week, reaching more than 1,000 Kelvin on Sunday the 31st. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. For the Southwest, on Tuesday, Barton District Amateur Radio Club is having a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 p.m. The club's next meeting will be held this Thursday. The contact is Bravo Alpha Delta, Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. Gordano Amateur Radio Club is meeting at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, 07971-431-125. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club usually meets from 7 p.m. every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS164NE. However, there will be no meeting this Friday, the 29th. Contact is via November Bravo, alpharomeocharlie.org.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. Contact is Terry M0TJX, Secretary, at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .uk, or 07889-208090. Western Supermare Radio Society is having a quiz at Western Supermare Social Club on Monday from 7:30 p.m. The Society's Thursday net takes place via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. Contact is via Golf for Whiskey Sierra Mike dot club. Now, news for Wales. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30 p.m. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG 07900560080. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, CF146EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is Hotel, Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 megs from 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's Clubhouse from 7 p.m. Contact is via Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey .org.uk. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the St. John's Ambulance Station. Line Road, Newport, NP205JG. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 megs from 7pm. Contact is via usksidealpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com. That ends this week's GBTRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSTP website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, but for the next edition, it's Wednesday because of the bank holiday. The RSTP retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, and have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.